I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, an interesting show and diverse this morning. We'll open up with a gentleman who's written a fascinating book. His name is Ron Rudison, spelled R-U-D-I-S-O-N. The name of the book is American Blues, Jazz and Soul Food, second edition. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And I want to give you his website as well, bluesjazzandsoulfood.com. Hey, Ron, welcome. Welcome. What an interesting book. Nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, what about your background? Obviously, you know, this is a nonfiction book. Well, I'll let you talk about what it is, but tie your background into it and why you wrote it.
Oh, sure. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. My father was a jazz pianist and teacher. My mother was a teacher. And one of my first memories when I was about 5 years old, went to visit my great aunt in the Lafitte Projects in New Orleans. And the first thing she did, she took a look at me and she said, "That young man needs some food." So she gave me a dollar, told me to go across the street to Dookie's. And I promptly took the dollar, ran over across the street. And this beautiful lady greeted me and asked me, "What did I want?" And I said, "I don't know." She said, "Well, here, have an oyster po' boy." I fell in love at first bite. Also fell in love with the lady who happened to be Leah Chase, who's the matriarch of Creole restaurants in America. I joined the Navy in 1976 and traveled all around the country. And one of the things I noticed was that I couldn't find any of those places like Dookie Chase or Ethel's Cafe in Baton Rouge. They just weren't advertised. So I decided to put pen to paper and start writing about the venues throughout the South.
Interesting. Now, are you yourself a musician?
Quasi-musician. I grew up singing in the choir. I played bass guitar in my church for several years. I sing bass. But the real musician in my family is my son. My father's piano gene skipped me and went to him.
All right. The book, boy, I don't even know how you begin to pick it. I've been to a lot of those cities in the South, in the Atlantic, South Atlantic area, and New Orleans, Baton Rouge, most of them. I mean, the food just blows me away. If I lived in New Orleans and I spent my time in Bourbon Street, I'd have to go for an angioplasty. What are some of the better places and the better cities to go? What do you pick out as some of your favorites?
Some of my favorites, I guess I would start, I live near Washington, D.C., so I'll start with Washington. Blues Alley, it's a blues and jazz club. I've been going there for about 20 years. It's a great venue. If you go down to New Orleans, that's almost 2 minutes to mention, but I'd say one of my favorites is Snug Harbor, where you have a gentleman throwing down on Friday nights, most Friday nights, and that would be Ellis Marsalis. Of course, Memphis is, you know, stands on its own, B.B. King, places like that.
Right, and some of these great places, before my time, a lot of them, but I've certainly seen enough to recognize them and feel I was part of it. Harlem's Cotton Club, the Howard Theater in Washington, great artists like Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald. Do you write about all of this in the book? How do you kind of intertwine the food into the music?
Well, that's I'm glad you asked. If you listen to, let's say, Albert King, and he'll talk about red beans and rice. Listen to Ray Charles, he'll talk about red beans and rice. And he's talking about Dookie Chase. I remember interviewing a gentleman down in Houston, Charlie Davis, I think the late Charlie Davis, and he just said the music and the food just go together.
When did you begin your research, and how many cities did you visit in terms of the cities and the venues?
Oh, well, I began my research in, I think, 1992, when I wrote my first book. It was originally called Soul of America, then it became just a travel guide, where to find the best soul food, blues, and jazz in the Southeast. I've been to maybe 15, 20 cities in doing my research. The focus of the book is Atlanta, Memphis, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C., but I also write about a preview of some other areas like Jackson, Mississippi, all the way in the woods, in Hemingway, South Carolina, Scott's Barbecue, something all over the place.
How have you seen the evolution? Everything changes. You know, we lose a lot of the good things that we've had in the past. Oh, are we losing the feeling of this? Is it just restricted to New Orleans, or are we maintaining it? You know, I think of Dave Brubeck and jazz and all these greats who have come and gone. Is it continuing?
Well, I think it most certainly is. You look at the young people that are very much into all of it, whether it's foodies who like the soul food, Creole cuisine, or blues aficionados, jazz aficionados. And it's also, not only is it an American thing, it's grown so much internationally. Of course, a lot of these musicians used to travel back in the 20s and 30s to England and to France. So, yeah, it's very much alive.
The commonality, I mentioned intertwining the music and the restaurant aspects. What do they have in common?
Well, they all are a part of grew out of American life. If you go back to to New Orleans, there was an area called Congo Square, and in the early 1800s, the unique thing about slavery in New Orleans was slave masters allowed their slaves to congregate freely on Sundays in Congo Square, and they play drums. Of course, drums were forbidden throughout the South on plantations, but on Sunday in New Orleans, everybody could get together, they could play music, they could exchange food and recipes. It's always been together. You look at New Orleans, you look at the Creole restaurants, a lot of the old restaurant owners trace their roots back to some of the musicians of early New Orleans.
What's coming next? This is the second edition. Is the third or fourth or fifth coming?
Well, I think there's going to be a third. I'm going to go to some smaller cities throughout the South, maybe head west a little bit. And the subtitle of the book will be From White Sandy Beaches to Concert Hall, to Cotton Fields Records.
You've gotten a lot of feedback on the book, I'm sure. What has surprised you the most? What kind of feedback have you gotten?
Well, I think one of the biggest surprises, I had a friend whose company was doing a convention in New Orleans. So I designed an itinerary for her and gave her some plaques to give to several venues. And she got such an incredible reaction. I mean, she was able to meet, Ellis Marsalis. She met all of these great men. Managers and musicians in New Orleans, and everybody loved it.
I got about a minute or two left. Would you like to have some kind of summation and talk about something in the book that we haven't discussed?
Sure. I'd like to just say that it's a great book for as a travel companion when you're going through these different cities like Atlanta and New Orleans, D.C. But it's also it's a history book, because I weave a lot of history into the book. And an example would be Robert Church of Memphis, who was the son of a slave and a steamboat captain. And he founded the Church Park Auditorium, which was seated 2,000 people. It was probably one of the earliest venues on what we would call the Chitlin Circuit. And Robert W.C. Handy was his house band leader. Robert Church's son went on to become a leader in the civil rights movement. His sister, Mary Terrell, Mary Church Terrell, became a leader in the women's suffrage movement, and she was also one of the original plank holders of the NAACP. So a lot of interesting tidbits like that to show that the venues come, they don't stand alone, but they are in a cultural stream that says much about the history of the music and African-Americans in America.
All right. I asked you about a particular favorite restaurant. Who's your performer that you'd pick at the top of the list? I mean, that's a tough one.
Well, I tell you, I had a chance to see B.B. King at the Birchmere Theater before he passed on. I would say he's one of my favorites. I have so many. I mean,
I know, and B.B. King is a choice of a lot. Quite a legend now. I want to thank you. Love all of this. Advise people to use this as a nice guidebook. Ron Rudison, American Blues, Jazz and Soul Food, Second Edition, Author House. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Cliff, for having me on.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
Now, foreign policy is in total disarray. You have an erosion of military readiness. We get a little bit of an echo here, Tim. An erosion of readiness in terms of our military, and it's insidious. That's what it is. The events over the past 7 years that have been initiated by Barack Obama have led, obviously, to the conclusion that the United States is no longer the world's leader. And there is a golden opportunity for all of our adversaries and even our semi-friends or our pseudo-friends to form alliances and represent a threat to us in the future. If you want to talk about the success or the failure of this president, it's pretty clear-cut. If you're with me and you understand and love America and love our Constitution, our founding forefathers, the principles and the freedoms that this country has been built on, he is an abject failure on a scale of 1 to 10. He's a zero. If you are from the school of Saul Alinsky, if you're a strong Muslim Brotherhood supporter, if you're in denial about Islam being evil, and he took the context, he took the words right out of the President of France's speech, how dare him? If you believe that our government is going to be in control, that illegal immigrants are overrunning this country and bringing diseases and crime and drug cartels here, if you think that actions he's taken with the release of Bo Bergdahl and all of these prisoners, up and down the line, I could spend days talking about it, then he is an abject failure. But if you look at it, in terms of what he has set out to do, he's accomplished an amazing amount. He's transformed the United States of America. But he's transformed it into not positively by correcting things in health care and making it a better life for everyone and not running this like a police state. He's done it in his own image based upon his own background, his own beliefs. Obama has done irreparable damage in 7 years, and when people say, well, he's only got another year to go or 10 months, oh, think of the damage he can do in 10 months. He's looking to ram through everything he can. He's not a lame duck president. Lame duck presidents generally sit back, they don't upset the apple cart, and they just let their time expire. He wants Hillary Clinton to be the extension of his own presidency, and he won't disappear. He may have a house in Chicago and Hawaii and anywhere else. I don't know. He'll have plenty of money to do it, to get $1 million a speech. But he's not getting his dirty hands out of Washington. We have lost our alliances. We have disappointed our friends. We're not respected. And when you start looking at the Boston Marathon, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, and others. They had they had a couple of things in common. The killers all had communicated on social media with radical jihadists, or had come to the attention of the U.S. And foreign intelligence, or had expressed jihadist beliefs. Allahu Akbar, God is great. Gee, there's a common denominator. The attacks were followed by administration's warnings, not about embracing Islamophobia, but considering it a taboo and almost a crime to do it. And after all of these incidents, there was no stepped-up vigilance or effort on the part of the administration. Nothing but sermons, not blaming Islam for inciting these killers, but blaming us, the American people. Islam, and I'm not a military guy, in the right hands, the ISIS, you got to call it ISIL or Daesh if you wanted the administration. None of them in the administration dare call it any Islamic terror. I love it when John Kerry says Daesh. I could throw a brick through the television set. The junior varsity team continues to operate. The extensions of Putin continue to expand. The desires of Iran just go unchecked because no matter what they do, we apologize and we support them. Even at the admission that some of the money is going to go towards terrorism and we didn't expect this to be a perfect outcome. How's that? Who would you rather have negotiating this, Donald Trump or them? Stop before you tell me what a buffoon, what a clown, what a braggadocio, what an egomaniac, Don, self-indulgent. He is. He's all of those. And then ask yourself a question. Who loves America? Hillary? She hates it. Barack Obama? He disdains it. Bernie Sanders? Bernie's a big supporter of Cuba and Russia. He had his honeymoon there. I don't think he ever came back. Then take Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. I maintain that they love this country. I maintain that they will do everything they can, and it may not please a lot of people, but they'll do what they can to get things straightened out. But when you look just at ISIS, for example, you may not be so energized by anger over Islamophobia as enhanced or augmented by the administration's inability to say radical Islam. The Bo Bergdahl swap for five Taliban terrorists will forever live in infamy, and all the lies that followed it. And again, National Security Advisor Susan Rice's praise of the deserter Bo Bergdahl, reinforcing the message that the Obama administration didn't necessarily see Taliban killers as killers or American deserters as deserters, because definitions are absolute concepts. How can you swap five killers for one deserter? We look at our own troops who have fought for this country. I can't think of the Marine's name who was detained and tortured and treated poorly in a Mexican prison. Obama doesn't pay any attention. But give me a traitor like Bergdahl, or give me a Muslim. He is right there for defense, especially on issues of race with Trayvon Martin and a whole list of others. Michael Brown, where he has eulogized them. I mean, they were thugs. They were bad people. But our police are the enemies. So you got Susan Rice, who praised Bergdahl. The global message the Obama administration did, as I mentioned, didn't see the Taliban as killers. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, I may pick this up next week. But it's extremely discouraging. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about more pleasant things when we come back.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
This weekend at Guitar Center, get a free gift card with the purchase of select guitars, keys, and drum kits. Grab the gear you need to make music and get up to a $40 gift card free with your purchase. Get a $30 gift card with select keyboard purchases over $2.99. Purchase a select acoustic or electric guitar over $3.99 and get a $40 gift card. Or get a $30 gift card with the purchase of select acoustic or electric drum kits. Come get your free gift card at Guitar Center's Free With Purchase event this weekend only, in-store and online.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
biztalkradio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fetch. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
Okay, I think we're back. Hopefully we're back. All right, and we've got one more guest coming in our final segment, LaToya Topping, The Big Move. And again, I want to say joining us tomorrow, boy, what a twosome. I wonder if I should have spread it out, but I've got two tremendous guests on tomorrow. Jim Cook, whom I met years ago. He won't remember me. I was there as an invited guest to one of his opening functions with three-time world boxing champion Dangerous Dana Rosenblatt, whom I broadcast with in many professional fights, who I got personal endorsements for, speaking appearances. Love you, Dana, if you're listening, and we're still friends. I mean, imagine that all these years. Anyway, Jim Cook will be joining us tomorrow. It's called Quench Your Own Thirst: Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. And I'd say Jim Cook has done pretty well. Another guy who has done pretty well, Steve Case, co-founded America Online. Can you believe that? He's joining us tomorrow with his new book, The Third Wave, An Entrepreneur's Vision of the Future. And that's what we're going to do here tomorrow. Now that the results are in from the primaries, I mean, you know, Bernie, so long, Bernie. It's been nice knowing you. I mean, it was one choice between the devil and the deep blue sea, I guess you can say. And I guess the devil won. Hillary well on her way. And unless something happens, and I tend to think it won't. Yeah, Trump has come out and said that there won't be any indictment. There's not going to be anything that's going to happen. She's too well protected. With all of these left-wing radical policies, I got an email yesterday I just loved. Listen to this one, Laurie, and listen to the audience. I don't have it in front of me. People all over the world are fighting terrorism, poverty, and disease. And what are the Democrats concerned about in this country? Having a man go into a woman's bathroom or shower. Is this sick? Is this demented? Kurt Schilling got fired from ESPN. And although I certainly have criticism of Schilling, I think he took his $34 million that he had and put it into that video game business. I mean, anybody in business knows you don't put your life savings in there. And I mean, it was a dumb move. I won't go through that whole Rhode Island fiasco. Other than that, I love Kurt Schilling. He got suspended by ESPN, and I'd like to say I'll never watch ESPN again, or I'd never read the Boston Globe again because of the story they did on Trump, or I'd never do this. I'd end up never doing a lot of things if I threatened to boycott everything, and who would know? If they knew it would, and it would make a difference, I'd boycott ESPN. How disgraceful of them. What Kurt Schilling says on his own time, he can say, what happened to our First Amendment rights? They're gone. I mean, they're basically gone. I'm happy to say, and I'm very grateful to say, that in all these years with Money Matters Radio Network, I have not been criticized for doing anything. I have been given full rein, and I've tried to reciprocate both to Money Matters and to our audience by being as respectful as possible. Now, I walk a fine line. I think what Kurt Schilling said about transgenders not going into men not going into bathrooms, and he had a little more of a graphic outlook of it. How would you like if you're a father of a daughter and a male went in there, nice, a big 6'4" male went in there, either to use the urinal or to take a shower in the stall next to your daughter? I am sorry. We have gone flat out, not me, and I'm sure not this listening audience, gone, as they used to say in the old Western movies, plumb local. We've gone absolutely nuts with this political correctness. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. that this is kind of the link with Donald Trump. This is the emotional tie with Donald Trump. Keep the illegal immigrants out of here. Send the illegals back. I'm just giving a generalization. Obviously requires much more of an explanation. Use waterboarding and more. Absolutely. And that really has struck a chord with the American people. These are all the things we like about Donald Trump and the fact that he is independent enough, I hope, to go ahead and do the things he says. But first of all, he's independent enough to say the things he says. And I have never, ever heard a politician ever come out and be this forceful, this plain talking, only because they're afraid of the consequences of the office and what his colleagues will do. His colleagues are going flat out crazy. They are. They're going flat out crazy over the prospect of having him in office and what he will do. Now, I'm a little worried about it myself. But do you want Hillary in there for 4 years or as long as her health will let her hold up? And guess what I just heard? I mean, you heard it too, I'm sure, a lot of you. Maybe a vice presidential nominee who really didn't come out and support Hillary. Elizabeth Warren? Can I tell you what I think of that ticket? Can I find the words that are acceptable to say on air to tell you what I think of that ticket? Actually, if she becomes the nominee, I hope she does pick Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian. Now you have two fakes. No, Donald Trump is not the epitome of rectitude. He isn't. He's a bully. He lies. I mean, I'm objective about this. And I'm sure Ted Cruz has too, although Ted Cruz is trying to use the system. System isn't going to benefit him. The races are basically over unless there's an indictment or Cruz has found some acceptable way to use the law. Did you hear me, Donald Trump? If those are the rules, you can go by what the rules are. Trump doesn't mind it when he skirts the rules or does something, but nobody else can. You see, he has to win, 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 win. This is a little bit of a problem. And I believe in compromise. I believe in compromise on issues. I don't believe in character compromise. If this turns out to be who in a million years, three New Yorkers, Bernie Sanders, the carpetbagger Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump, three from the state of New York. And then you got Ted Cruz, the fourth one, Texas, Cuba, Canada, just take your choice. This is wild, this is woolly. But if I said to you a year ago, the two finalists are going to be Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, I guess you could have accepted the fact that it would be Hillary Clinton. She's protected. She's shadowed, no matter by the Democrat Party, by the progressives. Like Barack Obama, she can pretty much do anything she wants. She doesn't have to worry. And I don't even think it's a matter of denial when she says no way that an indictment's going to come. I think she knows it in advance. Wow. We want to talk about an October surprise. Would I love a May or a June surprise? It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's not the way our system and our government works anymore. There are sellouts everywhere. And when you're tantalized with something, in many cases, you know, it's sex for favors. It's money. It's power. When you're tantalized with someone, how much resistance do you have? And I'm beginning to see that an amazingly few people do have the resistance. And by this, I'm not implying anything other than the fact that if this can benefit me, what a great chance to sell out. And the temptations are great, whether they're just transgressions that shouldn't be convictions, like with Governor Bob O'Connell, Bob Menendez, Dinesh D'Souza, or whether it's something more serious. These are innocent victims. And yet, there are many out there who are treading on eggshells. But if you are in that select group, you know, the Obama and Clinton Club, you're okay. You're safe. I'm not part of that club. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just not part of the club.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
I miss morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
Our final segment of the day. I don't know where this hour goes, but it goes pretty quickly. And in the interest of having a variety of talent on, let me introduce LaToya Topping. She is the author of The Big Move. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And LaToya, welcome. A pleasure to have you on.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. Is this your first book, by the way?
Yes,
it
is.
Here's what's happening.
Well, we got a little sound in the background there. Okay. What is it about, and why did you write it?
This book is about a little girl who has to move due to her dad's new promotion. It talks about the importance of talking with your, about your feelings and adjusting to changes and making new friends. The reason why I wrote the book is because of my daughter. She's six, and there's not too many books that help military kids deal with moving and deployment at her age that she'll be able to understand. So by talking to her, and after I had custody of my brother, after my mom passed, he did several moves also due to the military, and I felt like we need more books out there that help parents, new parents, explain to their kids about moving and about talking about their feelings.
I mean, I know it's, I know it can be unsettling. I mean, I have one of my daughters, well, granddaughter, with my my daughter and her husband. Due to what he does, they move around the world, and it seems like she's always starting new schools. How do you basically handle something like that? I mean, you can't be too firm or too difficult. There has to be a process that kind of evolves where it's a smooth transition. What tips do you have for people out there?
I think you should always keep your kids involved. Once you know about the move, or if you're transitioning, try to keep them involved by talking with them and letting them express their feelings. And where there might be some uncomfortable, where Amira once said, "Mommy, I'm scared that I might not make friends." We talked about it. And we're just trying to make her feel comfortable. We went on different activities. We meet new people by joining different groups, not just military, but other groups that surround the neighborhood, go to the library for their library readings so she could get comfortable in meeting new people. And also with the move, I let her help in packing and just getting her input so she can feel more involved. And
What is the most difficult thing, Amira, that little girl had to adjust to, and her parents, what was the most difficult thing for them to adjust to?
For Amira, it was moving away from family, from my dad, because he was constantly around and doing a lot of activity. So it's missing the family and the comfort that she had. So I had to find a way, me and my husband, to make sure she was comfortable and to get her, to make, put more focus on her and pay attention to her moves and how she feels and talk with her. We even got her into soccer now, Girl Scouts, so where it can help her be a little more confident and not afraid to step out or to make changes.
Was this book a catharsis for you of sorts in writing? Why did you write it? Was it designed to help out your daughter or to be therapeutic to other people?
I wrote it not only for my daughter, but also to help others, because I Googled, I went to libraries to find books that were her age appropriate. And living in Virginia is really a military state. There's not too many books like that. And I kept talking with teachers, different teachers, friends, and they kept saying, you should do it, because we don't have any books that can relate to kids our age. It's more books of self-help and geared toward more teenage kids, not where they can read a story and relate to it.
What message, other than what you gave, and obviously I understand the essence of this book for military families, is this book going to teach any lessons? Does it have a message for people other than who are from military families?
Yes. When I wrote the book, the cover has a military father in his uniform. There's some words in there that's military, but the way I wrote the book is the setup that it's not just geared towards military, but anybody can use it, because I use that dad has a new promotion and we have to move. And there's so many parents that might have to move due to a new job, a career change, or because of a loss of a job. And it doesn't necessarily gear just straight towards military family. It could be used for anyone. And it
What is the age demographic the book is targeted for?
From age 4 to 7.
Okay, and what was the most difficult part of writing this book for you? If there indeed was.
It was trying to make sure that the language is easy to understand and the kids can grasp the story. So I always went to my daughter and asked her questions and get her language and what makes sense for her to understand. And then also I went to different teachers from different schools just for them to look at it and see how it would help their kids. And I have several teachers who say they use it to show how it helps kids to be development, how to meet new friends, how to talk about their feelings, and how to adjust to changes. They use it as skills in their classrooms now.
Was there any feedback you got from the book that surprised you?
I did. I got a letter from Michelle Obama, who liked my book. Yes, I was surprised.
What did she say? Can you reveal that?
She just told me, thank you so much for writing the book and for sharing your book with me, and that she has no greater honor than working with our troops and our families. The courage and dedication of our troops, veterans, and their families inspire me each day. I hope you know how much the president and I value your family service in our nation. Thank you again, and I wish you and your family all the best.
Okay, very nice. LaToya Topping, the big move. Do you have any final comments you'd like to make? We've got about 15 seconds.
I just hope that everyone get out to try to get a copy of the book. It's really good and a learning tool for the kids and help guide them and to open up to parents, because we need kids to open up more to their parents and talking about their feelings nowadays.
And all right, well said, well articulated. The big move. Published by Fulton Books. I'm sorry, published by Take Publishing. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Stu Taylor.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.